Hello and welcome to the Five Feline Farm Podcast. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Coots. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create a renaissance farm. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and occasional fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to the Five Feline Farm Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about debriefing. Most of you who have followed us on Facebook know that anytime we have an event, or really even after the Saturday markets, we spend some time debriefing after that. So we decided we would share that and record our debriefing from the Mercantile opening on March 3rd. First, let's talk a little bit about our preparation time. What happened in preparing? What goes into preparing for having something open?
Okay, let's back up just a little bit.
Good.
And debriefing to us, we're going to tell you what it means to us. So debriefing to us, in the past, we have done things like go to a local winery, maybe go to a nice restaurant and have a meal. But after every event that we have, we reflect on that.
Okay, so that explains what debriefing is to us. So now can we talk about preparations? What did we do in the week leading up to the Mercantile being open on Saturday? What did we do during the week to get to that point?
Okay. Last week, one thing that we did is we still had some honey ready to bottle, so we bottled honey. We have these really cute brand new bears. They're just adorable.
They are. And actually, when I ordered them, I thought they were a smaller size bear, but it ended up they were a nice 16-ounce bear.
And they have a squeeze top.
People love squeeze top honey. It's interesting how you find those things that we just happened upon, but those really sell well.
We also introduced some new products this week. It seems like we just keep adding new things, but we've really wanted to add some roasted coffee.
I love the smell of roasting coffee. And we went to a Mother Earth News Fair a couple of years. Well, we go every year. But 2 or 3 years ago, there was a vendor there roasting coffee outside and then selling bags of the roasted beans and some samples. And that was just, I don't know, it really had an impact on me.
It was a nice experience.
It was lovely. So ever since, I have wanted to do roasted coffee. We bought a small roaster. It's an electric roaster. And I'm not kidding, that smells awesome when we're roasting it.
It does.
We got some coffee bags and we're going to do some fresh roasted beans. If you haven't had coffee from beans that were roasted right before brewing, you haven't lived.
I think this week you roasted on Thursday. We bagged them on Friday because they have to sit for a little bit.
Yeah.
They're not as good right after they're roasted, so.
It's something called off-gassing that apparently after you roast the beans, you have to let them sit a little bit. Yeah, I know. Don't go too far down that road.
Okay, we won't. So after they were bagged up, then on Saturday, they were ready for sale.
And actually, some did sell, so that was kind of nice. Yes. People were interested in that.
So that was one of our new products. The other product was some oatmeal scotchy cookies.
We are really all about bringing back some of the old recipes, old skills. You will hear us talk a lot about doing those kinds of things. So the natural thing to go along with that is pulling out some of our favorite recipes from our grandmas. So these happen to be Donna's grandma's oatmeal scotchies.
My grandma Wilson made the best oatmeal scotchie cookies. And she would make them regularly when we would visit, and it was one of my favorites. So it just brings back some great memories, just to even smell them baking.
So that's what we did. We pulled out her recipe for oatmeal scotchies and made a batch of those. So that was another new product. And I think we will continue to add cookies to our offering. I believe you had some plants out there. Tell us about the plants that you had to offer. I mean, March 3rd and you have green plants to offer?
We needed something green. I felt like we needed some plants. So, of course, we always have fresh cat grass. And I had some cat grass available, some nice little tender cat grass. Our cats love it.
Oh, they just...
And we do have some interesting plants that can actually, we can transplant right now. And we have a lot, we have pampas grass, and I dug up some sedum and some tansy and a few of our other perennials that could actually go in the ground right now. If you can dig the ground, they could go ahead and go in. So I had a few things available.
And right now, as soggy as it is, you can get a shovel in the ground.
Yes, you can.
So we had that offering out there. So that was a nice little addition. Along with all of those new things come new labels and signs. So we had to do some of that.
Signs, everywhere a sign.
Didn't we talk about that last podcast? Sorry. Maybe. Anyway, we got that together. Usually before a market, we will have all of the ingredients for baking done ahead. Since we were doing a smaller batch this time, I did not prep ingredients prior to Saturday morning. That worked out okay. We don't have to get around quite as early as when we're headed to town on a normal Saturday farmer's market. So that worked out okay.
We were able to sleep in until 6.
Woo! Which for us, on a baking morning, that is definitely sleeping in. So... how about some of the challenges? That's the next step of doing a debriefing, is really looking back then at what were the challenges that we faced this time?
Probably our biggest challenge this time was we have two ovens normally that we bake from. We do our baked goods.
Yes, we have a double wall oven, electric double wall oven. The top oven is a convection oven, so that speeds things up a little bit with the hot air fan in there. But over the past season, last summer, I had started to notice some irregularities in the baked products. And I wasn't sure that the ovens were heating correctly. I wasn't sure they were heating evenly. And it resulted in rotating pans and moving things from top to bottom.
And let me just interject right here and say, every week for the last months, I don't even know how long it's been.
That was probably 20 weeks of the farmer's market last year.
Yes. Every Saturday morning, I would hear, these ovens are not heating correctly. And every week we would talk about, well, why don't we get someone out to take a look at them?
I'm going to have to get these ovens calibrated was probably my favorite sentence during the baking season. Yeah.
Every week.
That's true. It was every week. So finally, I did get my act together and call the appliance folks and have them come out to look at the ovens. Guess what?
Can't be fixed.
The temperatures are too far off. The oven is too old to get repair parts. So we have ordered a new oven.
Two new ovens.
Right. It is one unit, two ovens. We're going to step it up just a bit with both ovens being convection. So I'm thinking that may increase our production over the summer just a little bit.
And for sure help quality and frustration level.
Well, and the consistency.
Yes.
I have a lot of pride going on in my baked goods, and I want them to be premium, which is why we bake on Saturday morning instead of having them pre-baked or baked early or anything like that. I want them as fresh as possible. But this oven thing's been a challenge. Now, we have ordered a new oven. Did we just say that?
Yes.
So anyway, we have ordered this oven And I was so hopeful. I had ordered in time to get it installed before this past Saturday. Guess what?
Friday came and we still had the same old oven. Saturday morning came and we still had the same old oven.
So we had to make do with an oven that really wasn't quite up to speed.
And we're down to one oven now.
Oh, yeah. The bottom oven just... No, it's toast. A wreck. Absolute wreck. I think the toaster might have worked better.
The toast may have worked better.
So, broken oven. Started with two single batches of scones. We do about 13 different flavors. We pick, during the market, we'll pick up to six that we will do. And I work and think in terms of half batch, full batch, and double batch of scones when I bake.
I think in terms of flavor.
Well, somebody's got to. Oh, and remember, we were going to add new cookies. First time offering new cookies in a broken oven. I don't know why we do these things to ourselves, but we do. So that was a challenge. Getting all the scones and cookies ready and packaged. The mercantile was open at 10, so we have to be out there and get things set up by around 9, 9:15.
Yes, we have to get heat started this time of the year. This is early March, so we did have to get a heater started and make sure it's warm enough for customers.
So those were some of our challenges. The other challenge, and we'll get back to, actually, maybe in the next episode, we'll talk about what happened during the event.
Yes.
And how we're planning for the next one. So this may actually end up to be a two-part debriefing recording. So the other challenge we have is in planning for how many people are going to come, and how many, particularly of the fresh products, we have available and ready.
So it's very difficult. For one, our Farm Fresh Mercantile is about 15 minutes from the nearest town, which is Charleston, Illinois. And we don't ever know for sure who's going to come out to the farm. How much do we need to prepare for? And since our budget, our advertising budget, is pretty much zero, we use free social media to get the word out. And so every time the store's open, we don't know for sure if anyone will even show up.
We did have a few people, a handful, say on Facebook they were coming or interested in coming. We had a couple of messages asking about the scone flavors, but we really just don't know.
We have no idea.
That's a challenge that we come up against. And really, it has been amazing to see how that works out for us. The other thing with that is we don't have great signage or directions out there for the public. We're working on that. But right now, there are some folks who struggle to find us. We're not exactly on the beaten path.
And GPS rarely works to find us, we've found.
Yes, GPS will send you any number of places out here in the country somewhere, but usually not actually to our driveway.
No.
So you have to be looking for us to find us. And there were a couple of people that told us they really were determined to find us this week, and they did. That is taking you through the first part of our debriefing. What is a debriefing? How do we prepare for either being open or a market? And some of the challenges that we've been up against. So now, the anticipation. We're going to tell you in the next episode how we met those challenges and what happened during the event. We had some great fun and some really interesting things that you are going to want to hear about. Don't forget, you can still submit
names for our podcast. We have until March 15th, so a couple more weeks still. We're taking names. We received some more this week, so we would appreciate those. You can email us, or you can send those through social media, message us however you would like, and we'll add that to the list. And we have a really cool Farmer's Market bag that we're going to give you, and also one of my favorites, Clyde's Garden Planner.
Ooh, and I just thought of another secret thing to add to the prize package.
Uh-oh, so I don't even know about
you
this.
You don't. So there will be a really cool prize package for whoever gives us the winning name. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Five Feline Farm Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, fivefelinefarm.com. While you're there, be sure to check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. Until next time.